Louisiana's Coastal Master Plan is the state's guide for restoring its disappearing coastline and defending cities from rising seas. It includes things like levees and rebuilding marshes. But how does the state decide where to build projects? And how does it decide what kind of projects to build? All month long, WWNO is teaming up with Louisiana Public Broadcasting to bring you a special series called Sinking Louisiana. This week, WWNO's Travis Lux talks with Bren Haas, Executive Director of the state's Coastal Protection and Restoration Authority, about how the state makes big decisions that impact lots of people. They spoke at the CIPRA headquarters in Baton Rouge.
I'm here with Bren Haas, Executive Director of the Coastal Protection and Restoration Authority of Louisiana. Bren, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely.
So I want to talk about basically how the state makes decisions for coastal projects, essentially. How does the state decide what to put where? Like, how do you decide to put a levee over here or a marsh over there or a barrier island over here? How do you even start to make that calculation?
Sure. It really starts with the universe of projects, honestly, and which projects are proposed. So as we're developing the state's master plan, we put a public call out for projects. And so people have obviously different ideas. Maybe they want a levee here or a marsh there. We then go through a pretty rigorous evaluation process of each of those projects. And it really comes down to two basic things. How well will a risk reduction project reduce risk in terms of storm surge flooding for our coast? And how well would a marsh creation project or sort of an ecosystem restoration type project result in more land for the coastal Louisiana over the future?
Right next door, there's a big new building called the Center for River Studies. It's got a huge model of the lower Mississippi River, the size of two basketball courts. It was really expensive, more than $10 million, I believe.
Yeah.
What is that going to be used for? Is that going to be helping make decisions about where to put projects?
There's really two main purposes for that building. One, it's a great outreach and education tool about the issues facing coastal Louisiana. But two, it's also a technical tool for evaluating projects. And so what that model over there is it's a small scale, scaled down version of the lower Mississippi River, essentially from Donaldsonville all the way to the Gulf of Mexico. And in that river, we can control water levels, flow, and mimic the actual flow in the real river. And probably most importantly, there's some simulated sediment particles that we can inject essentially into the model or into the river and see how that sediment reacts to things like a potential diversion project, different dredging schemes in the river, if a pass might be opened or closed, and that kind of a thing. So it can give us another tool. It's another tool that we can use to understand how managing the river in certain ways can help preserve the coast and help rebuild our coastal wetlands.
Why do we need a physical model anyways? Because I know the master plan is full of all these maps and pictures of what the landscape will look like. So we're capable, clearly, of modeling and visually projecting what the landscape might look like without a physical model. So why do we have to build that thing? It's cool and swanky, but why do we need it?
It is cool. It is swanky. But there's some real technical need for it. It's another way of confirming what we see in nature and what we see coming out of those computer models. So it's always good to have two answers to the same question, or redundant answers, I should say, to the same question. That's really kind of the theory here.
So you still need both. Okay. Looking at the master plan, are there any specific projects or maybe just approaches to the plan that are in response to climate change or that are meant to address climate change in particular?
I would say the whole plan is an adaptation plan, and that adaptation is in large part in response to climate change. I don't think there's any one project in particular that is designed to deal with sort of climate change issues in coastal Louisiana. I think the whole suite of projects and the whole plan really is an adaptation plan for a changing coast. And some of that change, of course, is going to be the result of climate change.
That was CIPRA's Bren Haas talking about the state's coastal master plan with WWNO reporter Travis Lux. You can view extended interviews from the Sinking Louisiana series online at lpb.org/sinking. Support for the Coastal Desk comes from the Greater New Orleans Foundation, the Walton Family Foundation, and local listeners.